Welcome to episode 1 of the JA Podcast, a monthly podcast combining topics related to Japan, Jamaica, anime, video games, travel, blogging, the Japanese language, and more. Through its various features, discussions, and interviews, the podcast aims to educate and entertain its listeners. I'm your host, Kirk, from jamaipanese.com. This episode is being recorded on Monday, January 19th in the year 2015, on location at my secret base in Kingston, Jamaica. The topic for this episode is classic handheld video games. I'll be sharing three of my favorite handheld games I played while growing up and inviting you, the listener, to drop me a message, sharing one or more of your favorites as well. Episode 1 of the JA Podcast begins now. Thank you for listening. Growing up, I watched the rise of handheld video games, from the Game Gear to the numerous iterations of the Game Boy, the PlayStation Portable to the Nintendo DS. Nowadays, many will argue that handheld gaming is on the decline, with increasingly powerful and feature-rich smartphones taking over the market, and portable games being dumbed down to be more casual, like Candy Crush, Angry Birds, Tempo Rush, etc. Like an old man talking to his grandkids, I like to tell the kids these days that they really missed out on the golden era of handheld gaming. And in this episode of the JA Podcast, I'd like to share three classic handheld games I played and enjoyed the crap out of back in the day. I had to limit myself to three, or else this podcast episode will never end. Let's get started. Christmas 1999 was one of the best ever because I got a Game Boy Color and Pokemon Yellow. The hype started by Pokemon Red and Blue was magnified by the release of Pokemon Yellow as Pokemon battles raged in schoolyards worldwide. Back then, we had the original 151 Pokemon and I knew every one of their names, types, strengths and weaknesses. You had to if you were a serious Pokemon trainer. Pokemon battles using linked Game Boys was serious business back then, with entire reputations on the line during epic lunchtime schoolyard Pokemon tournaments. The Pokemon anime also started around the same time on Kids WB, and we all followed the adventures of Ash, Misty, and Brock. Pokemon Yellow is a classic, and is one of the best-selling Pokemon games ever. Shout out to my Pokemon crew from back then, which contained Pikachu, Charizard, Alakazam, Blastoise, Gengar, and Snorlax.
Pika?
Charizard! I choose you!
Before I discovered Final Fantasy, Dragon Age, Elder Scrolls, Neverwinter Nights, and countless other role-playing games that I have enjoyed over the years, there was a little unknown RPG I played on the original Game Boy called Sword of Hope. It follows the story of Prince Theo, who has come of age and is tasked with overthrowing his father, King Hennessy, who has become a corrupt maniac, mad with power. The game takes the player to various locations from forests, to a graveyard, to caverns, and more, all leading up to a epic final showdown between Theo and his dad. Its basic plot, repetitive gameplay, and dated graphics doesn't look like much today, but back then, it sure did a good job putting me into the shoes of Prince Theo, as I slew dragons, vampires, and all manner of beasts on my way to thwarting my father and restoring my kingdom to its former glory. Many RPGs these days could learn a thing or two from the original Sword of Hope.
Hey,
Metroid 2, The Return of Samus, was a game rejected by my friends because they just couldn't figure out the very first puzzle. They soon tossed it aside in favor of the ultra-popular Super Mario Land. So I picked it up and managed to figure out the very first puzzle, kill the first boss, and soon I was going deeper and deeper into the planet called SR388, exterminating Metroids as the fearless bounty hunter Samus Aran. As you played through the game, Samus kept getting more powerful, unlocking new abilities and discovering hidden passages and more. By the time you were nearing the end, you really do feel like a badass with all your upgraded weaponry and gear. All the time I spent playing the game back then, I thought Samus was a dude. Then the credits rolled and Samus removed the helmet to reveal that she was no dude. To this day, Samus remains one of my favorite video game characters. And one of the first websites I created was a fan site detailing all things related to the Metroid franchise. Good times. Fire Emblem, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, Contra, Ninja Gaiden, Sonic. I could go on and on about the awesome handheld games that I've played. But now I want to hear from you, the listeners of this podcast. Tweet me at JamaiPanese, leave a comment on the Facebook page, or send me a message via contact@jamaipanese.com and share with me your favorite handheld game from the past. Also, feel free to provide feedback on this episode and suggestions for future episodes of the JA Podcast. I'm your host Kirk from jamaipanese.com, reminding you that the last Metroid is in captivity, the galaxy is at peace.
The last Metroid is in captivity. The galaxy is at peace.
Yeah.